The heavenly team, of course, including myself, have been working very hard behind your back, sorry, to deal with many problems, to untie many knots, to discuss, to initiate solutions, to lessen obstacles, yes, and to nourish more peaceful energy in this world, so that peace may come and may last. We cannot truly rely on anyone except ourselves. We have to be what we want from others, but we have to have it first before others can help. The heavenly team and I, we work very hard. It's not just like sitting together in the world, leaders together or negotiations between countries or governments. No, no. That is just one part, small part. The greater part is the inner world. Like the team and I have to go search for the root cause. Oh, well, we know already the root cause is the killing karma of this world. But then we have to seek more deeper how to discuss this with others in the universe, okay? For example, the war can even start at home. Many families are not peaceful, don't have harmony, because there are other influences around them. In this world or in the universe or from the stars above. So in order to have peace, people have to live as peaceful beings. Then they will generate peaceful energy. If each one, each family, generates peaceful energy together, then this world will just automatically become peaceful, and we will have world peace. The peace doesn't come by just praying, but by knowing the cause of it. Like, we should be vegan to stay away from killing karma. If you're killing directly or indirectly, you will have the karma of killing directly or indirectly, sooner or later. To contribute to peace, we ourselves must have a peaceful life. Now, otherwise, we will attract other beings who love to make war, and they have been enticing everyone to make war within friendships, within families, within the country, and between many countries. That is. So it's not just relying only on the world leaders to talk, but the heavenly team and I have to do many other things using our power as much as appropriate. And we have to talk, or we have to eliminate even some very not peaceful entities. The war alone, it didn't just begin where it started. It had deeper roots, yeah? So in order to have peace, peace God has already given to us. It's just many obstacles are still there because we humans created bad karma. For peace to bloom, yeah? To stabilize and to last, because we have made the opposite karma of peace, the killing karma. So the heavenly team and I have to work harder than just relying on the world leaders to talk in worldly languages. We have to even eliminate many gods, many kings of different orders who are working opposite to benevolence, peace, compassion, and friendship between humans and between humans and the animal kingdom, between humans and many other entities and many other kingdoms, yeah? Even the vegetable kingdom. Yeah, many fruits, many vegetables, many trees we should not cut, we should not eat, for example, like that. So slowly, some, at least four of the unpeaceful kings are already being exiled, dethroned and exiled related to their temperamental kind of behavior or their temperament. So they have to go somewhere where it's more suitable for them to know the suffering of war, for example. Yeah? It's easier if humans can talk together and understand each other through human language and agree and sign, okay, tomorrow or now we have peace. And from now on, no more war. It's like the Japanese government, the Prime Minister of Japan say we will never want war again. We will never want that horrible event like Hiroshima again. We will never make it again. We will never do anything to make it happen again. Something like that. It's easier for humans to do it by themselves. Otherwise, the heavens have to work harder. It's harder to work in the inner realm because of the true power, the true powers of different entities who are involved in non-peaceful activities and purpose. Even if in this world we have produced atom bombs, for example, those atom bombs can be destroyed. If that's what you want, you have the power to destroy it, and we have no more atomic war or any other weapons, we can destroy it. But the power of the entities in the universe who are residing in this world even is there without humans seeing it. Because humans are not able to see many things or to hear many things. In this aspect, the animal people are much better than us. They can communicate with our verbal language. They can see things that humans cannot see. They can hear things that humans cannot hear. They can do many things that humans cannot, even though we are God's children. We have tremendous power within, but we don't know how to use it. From childhood on already, we have been taught anything, anything except how to open this power again in order to use it. Even in this world, we came down to this world and we lost many abilities, including telepathy, healing power, clairvoyant power, and clairaudient power, all kinds of things that we lost. So we are fumbling around in this world, suffering a lot, just to make ends meet. Only 1% are rich, because according to Buddhism and all explanations in different religions, we know that these people are rich because they have done good things in their past lives. But only 1%, according to reports, and 99% are poor. Many of them are suffering a lot from a lack of food, lack of housing, lack of medical treatment, lack of many things, and work so hard just to make ends meet. What a poor creature we are. While we have power inside, we are rich inside, we could have anything we want, just as if we are in heaven. But no, we've been made too busy, too weak, struggling too much to survive that we have no more power, no energy left to even think of heaven or to even pray in time of need. And even if we pray and heaven tells us what to do, we don't hear anything. So we cannot change our deprived situation, weak situation, helpless situation. On top of that, we make more and more heavy karma by adding terrible karma, such as murderous karma, into our life, into our storage of already heavy burden karma. Then how can we blame war, blame anything that happens, unfortunate events that happen in our life? When we are in kind of a war zone without us even knowing it, by killing, eating the animal people, you know, killing babies or anything like that, we destroy forests and all that, we are adding bad karma into our lives. And the more we eat the animal people, the more murderous karma we will have to deal with. We just don't know. We think that, oh, it just naturally happened that we're sick. But nowadays, many doctors have already proved to us that eating animal people is harming our health a great deal, makes us sick and ill and weak and short live and all that kind of thing is already scientifically proven. And nowadays we can have all kinds of communication and all kinds of information on the internet so we can find out, but still knowing we know but acting we're not. And then we suffer and have pain and blame heavens and earth or all kinds of things. And we ask God why he has let war happen. No, God doesn't let war happen. God doesn't let poverty happen. It's we who create all that. And because we don't remember our past karma, our past action, so we even blame heaven and earth for not helping us. All this we create ourselves. But even then, heaven's also trying to help to make it not too bad. But we never know, so we don't even thank heaven or earth. We just keep blaming, complaining. Even, for example, the rainwater. It rains on the earth in order to give us water to drink. Rainwater is good, it's pure, but it lacks the, you lose the blessing of the earth. Imagine that. Imagine that. So the rain is good for many things, but it doesn't have the full blessing of the earth as if you take it from the lake or from drill in the well in the earth or from the river or even from desalinated seawater. The whole universe has to work together in order to give us everything that we use daily. All the vegetables, all the fruits, they are extremely magically powerful. But we take it all for granted. We don't even thank them. And we just destroy things that could help to grow more vegetables, more fruits for the whole world so nobody ever has to go hungry. But many times we have abundant blessing. For example, more potatoes than we expected, more vegetables, more fruits than we have labor for. But we just throw them away. We don't even give it to the neighbors or some needy people. I'm not even blaming you. I don't mean to blame you. It's just the way it is, and for economic reasons. And also because these poor people, needy people, their karma also makes them suffer like that. So actually everything we do, we will reap the bad karma or good karma. Yeah? And of course heaven can help us. But we don't even know how to connect to heaven. And heaven wants to connect to you, but you also cannot receive this connection, this blessing, and this instruction from heaven for us to get out of our poverty or our dire, needy situation. Same with war, no? Same with war. I myself feel heartbroken, very painful, seeing people suffer in war, and seeing animal people suffer also. But these are all the way this world is like that, and people don't wake up, don't improve, don't fix it. Just like if your water pipe is broken, you have to fix it. If you see the war is bad for the whole world, not just for the country involved, then you try to fix it. You have to see into the real cause of it.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.